The carvings on this platform are among the most intricate made in the Pacific. They come from New Ireland, a large island that lies to the north of New Guinea, and are known as Malagons. Curator Eric Chelgren.
The Malagons take a variety of different forms, of both horizontal and vertical types. Their imagery is quite complex and often today even remains relatively little understood.
The carvings are made and displayed primarily as part of mortuary ceremonies held after an individual's death and represent a kind of visual resume showing the different Malagon images to which the individual had obtained the rights during his or her lifetime. Look at the carving at the front of the platform and try to decipher the densely interwoven design elements. Each element represents an aspect of the life-giving supernatural force that sustained the clan of the individual who owned the Malagon. You can see fish in the center. The surrounding gridwork represents highly stylized birds. Pig heads appear at either end of the sculpture, and between them are spherical forms that represent coconuts. Men in particular strive to accumulate the rites to create the images and perform the ceremonies associated with as many Malagon images as possible. You can inherit these rites or gain them through marriage, purchase, or even divine inspiration in a dream. Ownership of the images brings prestige and social status. Walk around to the right side of the platform to examine one of the most dramatic Malagon images in the Met's collection, the tall red and black carving. Once there, press play.